Coming to the attractions, I would like to today try to go through Dalet, the Makaris for Dalet. After that, tomorrow, and no later than Thursday, I wish to be finished. After that, we'll be reading just in the tour and selection of the Beis Yosef. And I certainly hope by Thursday, if not sooner, to be finished with the Beis Yosef and then move on to the Shulchan Aruch into early next week. So let's start with the Rambam, Perakah, Pesvavim, Machalas, Asurus, Halacha, Lamedes. Metzger. No, you just read. I tortured you sufficiently. Okay. Yeah. No. Thank you. I don't want to overload you. Morty. In other words, the Rambam says that according to the Rambam, if you have a gedi that's not kachush, what is the din? Or let me reframe it. According to the Rambam, what's the definition of a gedi kachush? Matt asked me that in Shir. How do you decide what is scrawny and what is not, what is plump? Yeah, their definition is whether there's shishim in the chelet. How you figure that looking at a goat, I have no idea. But the point of the Rambam, when the Gemara says, ahu kachush hava, so that, what it means by definition, remember, there were two teirutzim in Tosfos. One was that the chelev of a animal which is kachusha is not the fapea, the tivo, by its very nature. And the other approach is that by a gdi that's kachush, you're more likely to have shishim in the basar kenega the chelev. Which is fine. So that's what the Rambam's position very clearly is. So he says, Yekolech ve'ofo ad shemagia l'chelev. And what do you apparently would seem not need to do? You don't need to leave a klipa. And you can see, because he continues, v'chein. Right, you're just going to eat all the way up until the gid, and then you toss the gid away. Right? It's not osa im kedei klipa. V'chein. Right. The chutim and krumos. Why the chutim and the krumos asurim? Chela, but I think midrabanan. Chutim are little strands.
Of
chela. But I think, I'm not sure that those chutim themselves are actually chela midaraisa. I think they're only chela midrabanan.
What's an asur membrane?
I suspect them. I don't know if all membranes are the membranes that are near the chela, but I'm not sure. What's that?
Like the crumb on the cell?
Or the crumb in the pliers. So, if you are interested, I can give you makoros, and you can investigate the dinum of chela. I read through the tour quickly, but I will say that of the first 80 simanim of the tour, the ones that I understood actually the least were the ones on chela. I understood more in trefos than I did in chela. So I have a book. When I'm doing it, I'm not in a position to take the book off the shelf and look at it. But the Ma'or L'Maseches Chulin by Levinger, that'd probably be very, very helpful. Anyway, go ahead. Right. The gittin is known as sinas tam, and you don't have to worry. There's no way, you don't have to worry about having shishim. So when you cook a yarech begido, you don't have to worry, you don't need shishim, you just call the chal shemagia the gid, and he's assuming almost certainly like the position, I think it was of the rivam, that the shuman hagid isn't oser. It itself is oser, but it's not oser other things in terms of flavor. But now look in Hagos Meinonia, Yossi.
I just confused in terms of being kolef, so the fat ends up on the exterior, on the outside?
I don't know where the fat of where the shuman hagid resides, but the Rambam's not talking about that. He's talking about the gid itself. You can peel all the way up down to the gid, because the gid has no flavor, so it doesn't flavor anything
right
around it when you cook it.
But what I'm saying, with the chelev, you said that you're kolef?
Oh, yeah, you keep peeling around until you get to the chelev. You don't eat the chelev.
Oh, so you're saying you're kolef, you're eating when you peel up, not kolef and throwing it away.
Correct.
Shwarma.
Kolech v'yocha.
Got it.
Okay. Okay. Now, is. Go ahead.
Why
can't the dam be mefafea?
Because it's not able to.
It's not a davar shamiv. You're going to see that the Ashkenazim are very machmir on this because we're never sure what is considered davar fapea or not. But in principle, dam is not mefafea. That we seem to know. Mishrak shorit means that it's like slide off. Like when it comes to meat, when you roast meat and you haven't softened, you're getting the blood out by roasting it. So the dam is mishrak shorit. It kind of slides off the surface rather than getting absorbed. Okay. So anyway, continue. Right. That's why you can have something that's only, if you hold chanan by shari surim, you can have something that's also kedei klipa, which doesn't keep asuing the next klipa, the next klipa, the next klipa, the next klipa, because that's really what should happen. Okay. Go ahead. Right, so in other words, if the dam is not going back in, then we don't care about the salt that goes in. Okay, Ad Kan Lashon. Right, so we've seen this before. Where do we see this? In the Rush, which is not a surprise because Hagos Maimonios and the Rush were both Tamid and Marami Rutenberg. Not a surprise at all. Remember Hagos Maimonios, then Mordechai, the Rush, and the Tashvites. Okay. Ode.
Ode Misefer Mitzvot. Tlaim Shein Kechushim Kechushim Ode Shetlaam Bechalban Kolef Ochel Ad Shemagia Lechalban Shein Chalbo Mefafeya.
That's one teretz. Vafilo.
Vafilo yeh mefafeya ma'at.
So either way, it doesn't matter. Either it's not mefapea, or it's mefapea and it's batel. So therefore, either way, you can eat up until vafela. Omeri. Right, now that's the question of whether Roteach Atzli requires a klipa or kedei netila. Does it require a greater amount removed? So the truth is, the Ri's position is the double machmir position. It says that the chelev asers that which is next to it, but it also can be aser if you don't have shishim in the rest of it. But that's not the position of many Rishonim. I think that's ultimately where the Beis Yosef comes out, because I think the Rashba holds that way, but the Rambam clearly does not hold that way. Like the Rambam clearly holds kolik ofa shemai gilagit. He doesn't introduce any qualification into this. Okay, fine. We don't have to read any further than that. I'm sorry?
According to the read,
the read wants to say that lav dafka shemai gilagit, because you have to leave Kedenitila. There are two issues. Number one, that you have to leave something. That you say that the chelev, that when it's not mefapeya, or when it's mefapeya, the asur is that which is around it. On top of which, he's claiming that it's not just klipa, actually netila. Kedenitila. For the Rambam, whoever suggested yesterday in Shir that very interesting idea of Kolech Baruchat Shemagil Agid, like Abelah Bechlal, you throw away the last klipa, that still won't work for the Re in the Rambam, because the Rambam only uses the term Kolech. He doesn't say Notel Ad Shemagil Agid. Yeah.
Is this say from Mitzvos to Smag or the Smag?
Probably the Smag.
Like, it's not the Rambam.
No. If I had to guess, I would be shocked if you found a single time in the Beis Yosef where the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvah Society. I'm sure probably it's... What's that? Oh, yeah, for sure, he's not, yeah. He's not, you know, the Rambam's... Anybody know why?
Wait, what's that? What was this?
I said the Rambam's Sefer Mitzvah is probably never quoted in the Beis Yosef.
Do you have a Hebrew translation?
No, there's a better reason why. You have to think about it. Judah?
It's because that if you want to quote the Rambam sheet, unless there's something in the Sefer Mitzvah said... Like, it egregiously diverges from the Mishnah Torah.
You're right, but it's more than that, Judah. It's something more than anything. What was the purpose of the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah?
Just an outline.
It's an outline, basically. There's a long outline, a short outline, the Mishnah Torah. When you talk about, what is this? I don't know if any of you ever learned the Smag. Well, you've learned parts of it, but you haven't. The Smag is the work of Halacha. For the Smag, the Sefer Mitzvah is his equivalent of the Mishnah Torah. Right? It's organized based upon assays and los assays, which become a launching point for broader discussions. But fundamentally, the Smag and the Smag are halacha sfarim. That was one way of writing a halacha sefer. Whereas the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah was not a halacha sefer, right? And again, it's the most reduced form. It's one-liners, you know, and that one, the one-liners, the two Sefer Mitzvahs to the Rambam. These are the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Minyan HaMitzvahs. The Minyan HaMitzvahs, which is printed first at the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, and the Kotarot, before each particular halachos of which mitzvahs of the Torah are discussed within that particular sefer in the Mishnah Torah, that was written in Hebrew, by the way. The Sefer HaMitzvos, which is the slightly more expansive version where he defines what the mitzvah is and why he counts it as a mitzvah and what the source, the proof that it's a mitzvah, and cites the Gemara or the Sifrei, the Midrashei Halacha, whatever they are. So that was written in Judeo-Arabic. But even when you look, even if they had that work, Danny, it's not really a halacha work. You know, the Rambam really tells you, he might give you the barest information, says, Vinis Boradinov in such and such a, you know, where in the Gemara and so on and so forth. But it was not... It was not at all what you would call a halachic work, but the Smag and the Smag were actually halachic works. That's the way they wrote them. So anyway, here I'm pretty sure it's probably safe for the Smag. Okay. Fine. So now let's turn our attention to the Torah Sabayis HaKatzar. Okay. So here the Rashba has differed already from his Rebbe, the Ramban, one of his Rabbeim, and because the Ramban says that Chelev is not Mifapeah b'malicha, only b'tzli. Do you say that Chelev is Mifapeah? So, but the Rashba says Tzli and Malicha are the same with respect to this, and therefore you need Shishim. Lefichach.
אם אין בכל הגדי 60 כנגד כל החלב שבו אסור לאכול אפילו מראש אוזנו שהחלב מפעפע בכל באמת דברים אמורים בגדי שמן אבל בכחוש אף הפי שאין בגדי 60 כנגד כל החלב שבו אינו אסור.
So he's adopted the position clearly here, what it was, I think, the first Teretz in Tosus, that chelev of a kachosh animal b'tivo is not mefapeh, it's leaner fat. Okay. So you treat it like any other tzli. When you put two things next to one another, the tzli, one is this or one is that there, what is the impact? Without liquid? So he says it's oser kedei klipa. And then?
Ella.
Right. So the truth is, the evidence in the Gemara is probably stronger for the Rashba's position than the alternative position. There is a little bit conflicting mashmos, but for the most part, the only place where Netilas Makom, I believe, is even mentioned is Nataf Meirotfo Alacheres V'Chazar Elav Yitos Makoma. That's it. Right? But every other place it seems to be, you know, Kliba is what is mentioned. But he says, B'divrei Yisur Mishal Torah, it's Kedai L'Hachmir. The Beis Yosef discusses this at some length.
What's the smar for that?
What's the svar for which? Well, it's not netila for the kachash case. It's netila for any case of tzliya.
Right, for any case of tzliya.
The svara is that tzliya is oser a little more than malicha normally. In other words, real heat as opposed to salt heat is a little stronger. Now, it's
mefapea
would travel throughout the entire thing. Having nothing to do with mefapea, the belief is that the penetration with heat is a little further than it would be just with salt heat. That's all. Okay, and the Ra'ah in the Bedek HaBayis, and I think this is our first Bedek HaBayis we're talking about. You know very briefly, the Rashba wrote the Mishmeres HaBayis, which served as the foundation for your idea. The Ra'ah wrote Hasad HaBayis, the Ra'ah responded with the Bedek HaBayis, the Rashba responded initially anonymously, but in one Shuba he acknowledges, I don't know how anonymous it was, as I already wrote in the Mishmeres HaBayis, he wrote a defense of the Torah Sabayis in those terms. So anyway, the Ra'ah writes here.
Masha Kadam Bazet, Shani Tidat Mako, Elab Devash Yeshlo Piapua, Gamza Kishkala.
I have to tell you, I see at least one of you laughing at this language, which you take to be pretty strong. So just by odd chance this morning, for whatever reason, I reached across and pulled up a Gemara Beitza off the shelf, an old Beitza in the Ozel Hadar, but the early editions of the Ozel Hadar where they didn't retypeset the riff, so they actually print the regular riff of the Vilna Shas with the Ravid and the Balamor and the Ravid and the Ramban, and then they print separately from the Kasuv Shum the Balamor and the Ravid. That's the Balamor. Actually, it's called the Sefer Hatzava. And the Ravid's response is called the Kasuv Shum, and they also print the Ramban. And there, you get the uncensored version of the Ravid. And I was reminded, you could read, if someone wants an interesting activity and to ruffle a few feathers, just go through and collect the lines for the Ravid and put them up, and you get a few, you'll ruffle a few feathers, because the Ravid's Thomas language is exceedingly sharp. He accuses the... In our terminology, you'd probably say he accuses the Balamor on multiple occasions of plagiarism. And in some cases, you know, he said, I wrote this already and it's wrong, in one case. So this is tame compared to, if it had been the Balamor writing this, we'd expect it was like post-traumatic stress, disorder, because he after being attacked by the writer, but it was only his anacle who was writing it. But this is pretty tame. All right. It's Kishkaga. You know, for Briskers, it's Kishkaga. It's Kishkaga. Yes, Marty.
That seems to be the opposite of what the Rashba says.
Well, no. In other words, I think what the Ra'ah would say is that the Rashba never requires more than klipa, unless it's a davar mefapea. So let's read what he said. In other words, I agree the formulation is not really an accurate quotation, but it may not matter.
But it just seems like he's saying that you only need dilam makom when it's a davar pua, but it seems like the Rashba says the opposite.
Well, no. The Rashba says that because the Rashba says if it's a davar mefapea, it might be oser kula. If it's ain't a mefapea, it's only oser kidei klipa.
Right, exactly.
And some say netila, but he thinks it's wrong.
Right, exactly. So only when it's not mefapea can you do netila makom. But according to the Ra'os, he's saying that you do netila makom when it is mefapea.
When it is
mefapea.
The Ra'os, no. I think what he's critiquing the Rashba, we'll see in continuation, is that the Rashba in principle would never require netilas makom unless it was a davar mefapea. Davar she'eino mefapea only requires klipa, and the Ra'ah thinks it's wrong.
But doesn't the Rashba say once you have something as mefapea, it's aser anyway?
Correct, so you're right. That's why I said the formulation is not precise, but the Rashba doesn't have kedei netilas as a category.
Also, it's davar she'eino mefapea.
No. The point is that the Rashba really recognizes kula or klipa, which means you never get to kedei netila and more until it's a davar mefapea. It's not the most artful way of formulating the critique. Let's read what he says. The raya.
The raya may ahid gufa. The mighty who may ahid the natav merotevar acheres. The rotev lav davar mefapea uvai netilat makom.
You see netila even though it's not davar mefapea. The gilo.
Gilo bedavar mefapea kigon chelav
shamein.
The late bit din klipa, below din netilat makom. אלא הרי כולו אסור, ואם משארים בו בשישים, שלא הזכירו שישים בשום מקום, אלא בתארה. ואם שם רק דווקא בשני ערב וכיסה, שמתערבים חלקיו בכל התארה, והשפיה. אבל כל אחד לא נהיה ערב וכיסה, אין משארים אלא באותה חתיכה של עניין אותה חתיכה, רואים שנבלע ונבלע בה, והשפיה. וכי דפריש יתנהל, וכי דפריש יתנהל. אבל בצבי ומניחה, אין בו דין שישים כלל, שאין בו עירוב חלקים בהשוויה כלל.
That's the important line. שאין בו, אבל בצלי המוליכה, אין בו דין שישים כלל, שאין בו עירוב חלקים בהשוויה כלל. אלא, what does that line mean? Right. In other words, by moliha and sli in adam v'fapeya, it doesn't diffuse equally. Rather, it can come in pockets and so on. So that's why shishim doesn't work. One, it's not v'fapeya. By moliha, it's a klipa. Well, I don't know what he'll say about by moliha, but certainly he'll say that by sli it's kedei netila. When it's davar she'ein v'fapeya, but when it's davar v'fapeya, Shishim doesn't even help you. So he disagrees with the Rashba really on two counts. Number one is that when it comes to Tzli, which of a davar shein and mifapea, what's the din according to the Ra'ah?
Tzli
is
the
davar shein and mifapea. Kedei netila, whereas the Rashba said, al pidin, kedei klipa is sufficient. And number two, when it's a davar mifapea, when it's Tzli or maliach, the Rashba said that you require shishim today levatel, and if you have shishim, it's batel. And the Ra'ah said shishim doesn't help you; it's all aser because you never know how it diffuses. It spreads beyond a netila, but you have no idea where it spread, and therefore it's aser. So that's what he says. That ain that avol butzli malicha im bodi shishim klal shein bo eruv halakim ba shvaya klal al kol hecha v'yeshvo din אלא כל היכה די קונטיניו, אבל כל היכה... אלא
כל היכה יש בו דין מפעפעה, כגון חלב ושומן, הרי הכל אסור, ואין משארים בו שישים כלל. וכל היכה דין בו דין מפעפעה, כגון חלב, כחוש, נוטל את מקומו, ולא כדברי החכם שכתב קודם.
Okay. And when it's not מפעפעה, you need no tells מקומו, and not like the Rashba who said, kolei. So Marty, you see sort of, and I agree with you, that the opening formulation was not... precise in any way, I mean, misleading, but in terms of what the positions of the Rashba he critiques, agree or disagree, he represents accurately. Danny?
So the Rashba really is sort of almost the polar opposite of the Ri in that, that he uses both Lakula, he uses both Shishim and Zomim Fapea Lakula, it's just his Kula on Enum Fapea is not so strong.
Again?
So for the Rashba, if I understand this opinion correctly, so if it's a double mifapeya less than shishim, there's nothing to worry about.
Correct.
And if it's double
shishim, well, he doesn't talk about would you require klipa also? That's separate stuff.
And then there's also another category of something that's inam mifapeya, which we can also use a kula.
Correct.
But
which only
it's not a particularly strong kula, but it is.
Well, an asa is only a klipa,
right?
And then there's
sort of almost a polar opposite of the Ri, who employs both.
Well, yes, the reset is that by a double mefapea, you require both klipa and shishim.
Right.
Correct.
In order to,
For the Ra, why doesn't he say that you could just take, like, let's say, the out, if you know you have shishim, can I get this, or even though it's mefapea, why doesn't he just say, like, you take that the outer ring of the animal?
So the answer is because here we know it may very well diffuse, but unevenly, and you never know where it diffuses to. You just don't know and what route it manages to find through the bee.
It's right around...
Correct. It's uneven. This is the point.
Didn't we say, like, kol isur v'tor about the b'shishim? Like, I get he's saying that it's
only
not,
if it's... Only if it's misarev.
I'm saying, is that a halachic category that he made up, or is that, like, have we seen something else that wouldn't be...
So we never discussed this issue, because we have assumed until now that if I take my chazer shmaltz and I mix it into a pot of meat, what happens to the chazer shmaltz?
It disperses.
It disperses, it diffuses, and therefore we assume even diffusion. I don't know...
If I were to mix it according to the Ra'ah.
What's that?
If I were to mix the whole stew around...
Well, the problem is it's not a stew. That's the problem.
Right.
The problem is it's sleep, but yes. And as I don't know, by the way, I'm not sure whether Rishonim disagree with it. There are two reasons. Why would you argue on the Ra'ah? There are two possible reasons. No, what the Ra'ah says makes sense, doesn't it? Sort of.
That's not, how we evaluate anything. We don't work.
Why not? His claim is that by Bishul we understand the Rotev is not Ari that Yafa Yafa. The liquid, make sure it's used properly.
Wait, it is liquid. I mean, the nature
no,
of
no, no, but this is not in a liquid. The point is when you have a stew, you understand why flavor, you know, this fuses all over the place and relatively evenly. So one question is, why do we reject the Ra'ah? There are two possibilities that I can think of.
Well, you said that Netziv HaMakom is not mentioned.
No, it is mentioned in one place in the Mishnah. But he's not saying Netila sufficient. By Davar Fapeya, I'm more interested in the Chiddush. I'm more interested in the... this is just historical. Historically speaking, I've always assumed that Sli is Kedei Netila. Because the Machmir position that the Rashba quotes is in fact the position that wins. So I just assume that's normal when I see it in the Ra'ah. So the Rashba and the Ra'ah are only arguing whether that's Mikra Din or not. But it's the other position of the Ra'ah which we reject, which I think would be more interesting because you don't usually encounter it, which is that he's Choshesh that he assumes that by Davar Fapeya, by Tzli, it doesn't diffuse evenly, it just diffuses beyond the Kedei Netila, and you have no idea where it diffused. So there are two reasons why one might differ with the Ra'ah. Morning.
If you heard that kachush meant that it's a chag b'shishim, then obviously...
That's circular.
Okay.
Right, he's going to be forced to say how the kachush, I mean, it's not, I assume, he doesn't say it. The Ra'ah obviously would say that how kachush hava means that the chaylev of kachush is not mefapea. Because once it's mefapea, shishim doesn't help you. Right, he has to reject the second teretzitosis. So, the Ra'ah. Possibility number one is that other Rishonim simply aren't Choshesh, that we don't know how it diffuses. We don't know whether it will diffuse evenly, but until we know otherwise, we're not going to assume. We're just not afraid of that happening. But the other possibility is that the other Rishonim, in some sense, don't care. They would say, even in a Tavshil, it's always possible that there are parts of it that somehow will have more of the taste than other parts of it. But unless we know, and if you have to bite into it, all of a sudden you taste the Issa, then you spit it out. But short of that, we're not, in other words, it is batel, even though it is not perfectly even distributed. The only time we say, remember, where did we encounter this? The Aruch HaShulchan I mentioned, which is that only things that are b'chal b'safek are mitzayef levitel. So if you have one piece of iser that falls into 10 pieces of heter, but you recognize 9 of the pieces of heter, you can't say that it's batel, you know, berov, because the parts that you can identify as being kosher are not mitzarif to the bittel. In the very same way that if you had 10 pieces of meat and 6 of them were in kosher and 4 of them were, but 5 of them, assuming that you're not worried about pickle atam, it's not, let's say it's no tasha, but 5 of them you can identify that they're treif, we don't say that it's not bittel because there's more issur than heta. Why? Because the things that you can identify are not bichlal the safek. So we might say that the Ra'ah is the following. It's one thing if I knew that a particular part of the meat had more chayla than other parts, I would say that it was asur. That it's not bichlal, no, you'd say it's not bichlal the safek, or it's bichlal the iser. But once I don't know actually, yeah, you're right, it probably doesn't diffuse evenly. But until I know which parts the chaylev is more found in or not, I am not concerned about it because I don't actually know where the chaylev is. That I know that the chaylev might not be evenly diffused, I don't care. I don't care. So that the two ways of responding to the Rashba. The difference between the two is that other Rishonim fundamentally agree with the Ra'az Yisod. Right? In a situation where you have shishim, but you suspect that the iser wasn't misarev evenly throughout, is that also or not? Right? So they could effectively be saying the Ra'ah is wrong in the Metzias, or maybe he's wrong in the Metzias, but we're not choshesh for that. Or they could say that even if we do believe he's correct in the Metzias, and we are assuming that's in fact what happened, nonetheless, it's still mutter, because since you don't know where it is, everything has been starved to the bittel. Yuri.
If you have like
Lamashu
Shalister, like a regular, you know, you have liquid, you're cooking something, wouldn't we assume that there was be more of whatever like this chaser around that piece of meat?
So the answer is in the liquid, no. I mean, are you asking Metzias? I don't know. Well, we don't. We assume
yeah.
It diffuses. The truth is in the liquid anyway. The liquid doesn't stand still. You stir it. There's a very interesting thing that I discovered in the context of Hilchos Shabbos is that it is. We tend to think that liquids blend together. That isn't exactly true. I believe if you were to take, let's say, hot wine and pour it out of the cold water, you know, gently, you know what would happen? Yeah. The temperature gradient actually works. This is very relevant. It's theoretically relevant, but not in Metzias, in water, hot water heaters on Shabbos. And it's relevant in Mikvos, in the Chabad Mikvah Gabe Mikvah. right? The way Chabad builds a mikvahs, which really should be kosher. I've heard people say that they would machmir against it, but I'm not really sure Chabad mikvah should work according to everybody. Is that they have the way we build our mikvahs, most communities build their mikvahs, they build their mikvahs side by side. And you do hashaka that way. But the way Chabad builds their mikvahs is that the rainwater is actually, it's a mikvah al gabe, it's bor al gabe bor. That there is you build one chamber below, you couldn't even probably fit in that mikvah, but it's got 40 sides, very, very shallow. You know, it's probably, I guess, only, you know, a half a foot or a foot shallow, but it covers the expanse of the mikvah. And then there are a couple of holes between that and the water that's on top. And the catch is that the water doesn't actually mix. Why? Because of the temperature gradient. I'm shocked, but that apparently is the mitzvah. So I'm not saying the water and the wine wouldn't blend at all, and wouldn't eventually, although apparently that doesn't blend. I don't understand why eventually it should even itself out. But nonetheless, we would say, even though it's possible to have more flavor distributed in one part, the assumption is that it's going to eventually diffuse evenly. So anyway, so that is the Shita of the Ra'ah, a most fascinating Shita. And one more source, and then we can move on to the tour. And Morty, go ahead. What's it before you're done? Yeah?
Question. So we don't assume that there's an equal distribution when it's metapea. So let's say you take a bite and you taste the chalev. Since it wasn't an equal distribution, are you now not allowed to eat the rest of it?
I know, I'd say you have to spit out that stuff.
But you can spit that out, but I'm saying what about the rest?
I would assume that going to be shown if your assumption is that there was too much chalev. So you might work with the assumption that there was too much chalev. That would be your starting assumption. But let's say you knew that there wasn't too much chalev, but you hit a bad piece, so you spit that out, presumably you can eat the rest. That should have no bearing on the rab, it makes the rest more likely to be mutter.
Right.
Okay, finally the Sefer Ha'agur.
All right, it's funny because these are really two different answers. The Im Kain.
ויש אומרים שאותה חתיכה שהקרום עליה מותרת ממה נפשך אפילו אין בהם 60 לפי שהקרום אינו עושר אלא משום החלב שלו מבחוץ ואינו מפעפע
It can't penetrate through the membrane ויש לדון
שהחלב שנמנח על החתיכה שאין בה 60 אותה חתיכה אסורה לגמרי
So you could argue, it's not clear why you present this way, that that chaticha will be asura, but the rest of it is like the dikachush where it doesn't spread from one chaticha to the next. Ad kan lashon, the shari dura, the rabia.
Rabia pasat, shim nimnach chila v'basar yachad, shetarich basar klipa b'makom טיפה במקום שידוע שנגע בחלב.
Okay, so he says that the Rav Yoh sees it totally differently. This is like the position of the Ramban, that by Malicha it doesn't actually spread, even if it's a Davra Mefapeya. So Rav Yoh said he passed him that you only require Klipa, but Bitzarech... So now we have four categories. We have Kidei Klipa, we have Klipa Amuka, we have Netila, and then we have Kula.
ואפילו חלב הרבה במליחה, הווה כחלב מועט בצדיה. דאם המפעפע כולי היי.
But that's the important, that's just the position of the Rav Yoh. The מליחה וצדיה...
מליחה וצדיה אינם שווים בכל מקום. וכל זה אמר שקיבל מאביו רבי יואל ומרבי אליעזר מימית. וגם במליחה וצדיה אין שייך ש...
Right, so I don't know that when he says Lagabi Tzliya in Shayach Shishim Rakidei Klipa, so I think that may be only Dabar She'ena Mefapea. By Dabar Mefapea, only by Malicha is Shishim irrelevant. By Tzliya, it certainly is. That's clear. That would be clear in the Gemara unless you hold like the Ra'o Shita. Abong. Right, by Bishul, even if it's not a Davar Mefapea, you require Shishim because the water takes it around. And Aim.
Uh-huh.
So let's look at this for a moment. Firstly, he says, and if you don't know where the tzli malicha touched it, you peel the entire basa. And this is a rejection of the position that says that Rahuna asered chayel mefapea when there only when there isn't shishim there. But if there's shishim, it's mutter bein malicha bein mitzliya. So which part is the rabbi actually disagreeing on? It's tempting to say, it's almost tempting, it's wrong, that the Rabbi holds that even by Tzliya, Chelev is not Mefapea, but that can't be. It's A, against the Gemara, B, against what he said earlier. Now, he said that it's that Chelev, Harbe B'Malicha is Kechelev Mu'at B'Tzliya. Means only by Tzliya do we say it's not Mefapea, but only by Malicha do we say Chelev is not Mefapea, even to have a lot of it. By Tzliya, clearly you do. So I think the difference he has here is the Rashbat, whoever that is, who says that which Rahuna asserted by that Chelus Mefapea is only when there isn't Shishim. But the Shishim, everything is Mutter Beim Melicha Beim Etzliya. That's the key. He says if it's Mutter Melicha, once you have Shishim, it means he holds Shishim as Shayach by Melicha, which means he holds that Davar Mefapea is Shayach by Melicha, and that's the position. There was the position, I think, in the Shari Dura, and that's the position of this Rashbat, and the Rav Yehuda is rejecting it. Umihu. Okay. Fine. Ani ra'isi. I don't think that that's the Ramban. I think the Ramban you'll see quoted in the Beis Yosef holds that Malicha. There are two Rambans quoted in the Beis Yosef that say the opposite things. One Ramban says that Malicha is Oser Kula. The other Ramban, even without Davar Mefapea, the other Ramban says that Davar Mefapea is only Oser Kulo by Tzli, not by Melicha. I don't know how you put those two Rambans together, but as I said yesterday, I haven't really able to find that first Ramban that says that Melicha, in other words, most of the Mishnah say Melicha is Oser, how much? How much is Melicha Oseres? Kidei Klipa. And yet he attributes to the Ra'ah, the position of Kedei Tila, and he attributes to the Rambam and the Ramban Kulo, which I don't think either the Rambam or the Ramban really say. But anyway, so here certainly, if this is the Ramban, then that's the in-between position, right? Which says, well, and the Ramban is saying that Malicha v'davar mefapea is batel b'shishin. Okay, ad kan shari dura.
V'chein pasak be'or zavra halacha l'maseh.
Rabbi Baruch Bal Sefer Truma,
Aval. Aval Maharam pasak ki in day b'shishim ki achilev mefafeya v'chol achadicha nogat v'achilev tzarich shishim kineged achilev v'in kula mitztafot nevatel ki achilev mefafeya mechadicha lechadicha shetzla.
This is a very, 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 very difficult passage. No, we're in the Agor now. It's quoting, it's Ashkenazi Rishon. We're not going to crack this line out. I think it's going to be discussed later within the Ramah. Avamara in the Shach. Avamaram pasak ki ein dai b'shishim. Shishim is not enough. Now, not a regular case, I understand what you're saying. Ki achela mifapea, v'chol achaticha hanogas v'chelev tzarach shishim keneged achelev. So he says that that I think he sees the problem as follows. What was the case that he's dealing with? If you look back for a second, it's a case where Chelev, which was b'melicha, was nogea b'basar. So the question is, if it's nogea in one piece, in one piece, and you know which that piece is, the din is fairly simple. What do? You look at that piece. If that piece has shishim, keneged the chaylev, then the chaylev is batel, and if you know which part of the piece it to touch, maybe you just peel that away. And what about the rest of the pot? So let's say the following. Let's say that chaticha is too small to be mevatel the chaylev. But let's say with the rest of the pot, you have shishim keneged the chaylev. So what would you say the din is?
And you
know which one.
You throw it out, and then the rest are fine.
Right. Why would the rest be fine? What's that?
Because it's batel b'shishim.
Either it is mefapea, and then it's batel b'shishim, or it's not mefapea, in which case it remains restricted to that one piece.
Right.
Memanavshach. That's what you would say. Now, of course, if you don't know which that piece is, it still will be mutter. Why?
Batel b'shishim.
Batel b'rov. It's yavesh b'yavesh for these purposes. However, what if you don't know? Now, so then what is the Maram talking about? But what makes sense is the Maram is talking about a situation where it touched potentially multiple pieces of meat. So he says, ki ein dai b'shishim, ki achela b'fapea, v'chola chaticha nogas b'chela, tzarach shishim, ken agar achela. But v'ein kula mitzdarfos levatel, yeah, I think there's a toast over here, ki ein achela b'fapea mechaticha l'chaticha she'etzla. In other words, the chatichas that touched it will be nesef from the chela, but you can't be mitzdarf everything else in the pot, because the chaylev doesn't go from one chaticha to the next. Now, is this really true? So, you may have already encountered in the Beis Yosef, quoting, it's at the end of the siman, I think, though. Davar habalua is not mefapeh. Am I making that up? No, I take that back. It's not true. Davar iser habalua is not oser, another chaticha, unless the iser itself is an iser mefapeh. So the question, what exactly does the Maram mean? We'll come back to it.
Wait, is it because it touches like some of the chatichot, and therefore it's only those chatichot that
correct.
Are
that's
what
it's out. Correct.
Yeah, but it's not enough for shishim.
You don't have, right, you don't have sufficient amount to be mevatel those chatichos.
Wait, is the problem with the chatichos themselves not having enough to be mevatel the chelev, or is that you don't have enough meat in general to be mevatel the pieces that were touched by the chelev?
The latter. In other words, if it's only one piece, then it'll be batel barov. The tam will be, you know, if you know the piece. And if you don't know the piece, it's, if you know the piece, again, you remove it. If you don't know the piece, it's presumably yavish b'yavish batel barov. Probably. Okay. And, okay, the gadol b'doro, go ahead.
The gadol b'doro, ma'ari monin, zal, asak shechelef b'mlicha b'shishim, ben naker, ben nach.
In other words, you need shishim, and it makes no difference whether or not. And it sounds like, this sounds like the position attributed to the Rambam and Ramban. The Mlicha is always b'shishim. Bein lahakel, bein lahachmer. In other words, it means the klipas muteras, but if you have none of shishim in the total, then it's all asa. You don't say, ah, I can do what, I can peel off a klip and I'm done. Okay, upasa. On top of the tchol, what's the tchol?
Spleen.
The spleen, and I think that it probably refers to a certain part of the tchol on top of it, a dad, shaped like a nipple, which has chaylev on it, and that's real chaylev. So you require shishim keneged all the chaylev on top of the dad. But v'tzarech nami. Maybe it's not mefapea, and therefore it's oser kidei netila. Okay. Fine. Now let's go to the Beis Yosef. The Torah Beis Yosef, excuse me. I hope by now some of these things are starting to, the picture is starting to fill in for you. I know there are a lot of details, but slowly. Okay. Thank you, Morty. Okay, so that is so the Beis Yosef quotes at length the Rashba, and the Rashba thinks Mikra Din, as we saw, that really Kedei Klipa should suffice by Tzli if it's not a Dar Fapea, but he was machmir to require Kedei Nitila, especially by Yisurim de Oraisa, And we end up paskening across the board. The Beis Yosef has a discussion which things was he, by one particular issue, was he machmir on. The krumos. So apparently it's, it might be that it's us and the Torah, but there's no malchus, so the question of which way do you want to go with that? Okay. Now, one other note. Is there anything odd about the Torah statement? But Derech Tzli, like Isser Cham, or even Afilu Karsh Nafal Al Tzli, it's not Oser Kula.
What's that? Is the Targah or something
that we don't have official? No. We apply by anything. It's David, you go.
Oh, no, sorry.
You ready?
It shouldn't be a few.
Yeah, it's backwards. Which one is more likely, not to ask or kula?
The car.
The car. So it should have been, Kigon Kar. Oh, afilu Kham Shinafal Al Atzli. I mean, even Kham Shinafal Al Atzli is not Oser Kula. That Kaish, the Beis Yosef points this out. So his preferred, his first approach is just to reverse the girsa. There's another way of reading. It's not particularly important because they don't think the Torah would disagree. However you want to, whether change the girsa, sort of reframe what the Torah is responding to, either way it's the same point. The din is the same. That kar orcham al gabei tzli, which is hot, so is only oser kidei netila, even though tata gavar, nonetheless that's only by bishul, that is not by tzli. Mufichach. Now, why do you have to roof kedei netila around the gid if it ain't begin in no same time? Shuman shall get. V'chein, go ahead.
V'chein im nafal isur al chatichat sheva pedera sheichutz harotev v'lo nier hakedera v'lo kisa ota in osur el kedei netila.
Okay.
Aval im hi barotev l'rashi kula v'lari afilu miktat k'de perishin l'el o afilu kula chutz harotev v'nier o kisa hakedera harotev mefapea.
Right, so this is the machlokas that we discussed earlier. We read the Torah before starting this, read the Torah from the Simen Sadi Aleph, where the Torah, where the machlokas Rashi and Tosos, based upon the Sugya Daf Kuches, when you have chatichas of basar in a stew, and milk falls on one of the pieces of basar, when do we assume that everything in the pot has been starved to be mevatel the tipa, and when do we assume it's only the chaticha that fell upon it? And if you don't have enough of the chaticha, you're going to wind up with a chaticha nasas nevela, and then you're going to have to be mevatel that chaticha itself. So Rashi said that any part of the chaticha which is above the water level is considered effectively tzli, and it doesn't transfer tam to the rest of it. You can't diffuse to the rest of the pot. And the Ri said no. The only time in which the milk falling on the meat cannot travel through the rest of the pot is when the meat is entirely above water. In other words, the meat is probably resting on top of another piece of meat. But if part of the chaticha is inside the rotev, so the Ri says that the rotev will distribute, will cause the milk to distribute throughout the pot, and everything in the pot is mitzdarev. So basically, what you really, another way of looking at it, and that's the way the Torah is framing it here, is that what is it called, let's say for the Ri, how would we term it when the chaticha is entirely above the water level, and how would we term it when the chaticha is partially below the water level? What do we call that? What do we call it when the chaticha is completely above the water level, resting on top of another chaticha?
Tzli.
It's called tzli. The whole point, what is the definition of tzli generally? No liquid. It's not being cooked to liquid. So a solid piece of meat sitting on top of another piece of meat, the transfer between them is al derech hatzli. Again, for Rashi and the Ri, it's not focused how much of the piece has to be submerged in the liquid in order to say that that's not now called bishul. But fundamentally speaking, leaving aside the details with the machlokas, the Ri, and Rashi, the point is that that is called, that there's a chilek between tzli and bishul even when you have food in a pot with a rotev in the bottom, depending upon where the solid foods are located in the pot. So that's why the other way of getting around that, of course, is either if you're mena'er, that's pretty obvious to be mena'er, is stir it up. And to be mechaseh, kisa, is less obvious, but the assumption if you cover it, then the steam that circulates in the pot will, in fact, work to diffuse. What's that?
It's mosik.
No, seriously, like, do we introduce, like, consciousness?
Do we introduce what?
Do we introduce any, like, idea of Moksha Pedal here?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, it also would be relevant, because, like, there's a different issue.
Okay, fine. So that's what the Torah says. That should be, relatively speaking, uncontroversial. Okay, continue. Yes. Correct.
So, but if it's talking about Bishul really, then first of all, that means that you're having a liquid and you're having a solid.
Right.
So then it just mixes together and wouldn't you just need Shishin? Meaning what would be the case?
Well, no. The whole point is let's say the milk falls on top of, let's say some hot iser falls on top, liquid falls on top of a piece of meat. It doesn't have to be, it could be bas, it could be challah. So if the upper one is hot, so then the meat below is only nesar kedei klipa. Can't be more than that.
You're saying by bishul,
yes. It's not falling into a pot which is heated on the fire. If it's falling into a pot that's heated on the fire, it doesn't matter whether the upper one is hot or the lower one is hot. Is bishul going on?
Right.
Then it means you have something, really hot below. Let's say it's right, you're suddenly very hot below, and then you pour... What's that?
If anything's falling into a liquid, it'll be
mefafeya. No, that's not what they're assuming. They're assuming if the meat falls into a liquid, or the liquid falls onto a meat, if the lower one is cold and the upper one is hot, it does not diffuse throughout. It simply asers kedei klipa, and then it gets cold. And then it would aser nothing until you leave it there for 24 hours. Okay. Hey. Okay, so that's an exceptional kind of chelav, and only asur kedei klipa. Okay. What's that? Yes, Bate. Hey, Bays.
Lomi Baya Chaticha Echad Shishba Chelev Shemefapea Lekula El Afilu Chaticha Ha'isur Kachush Chaticha Heter Shemitza Ima Shmeina Ha'isur Mefapea Lekula.
Okay, so this is where things can be a little bit complicated. It's not just true if the Isser is a Davar Mefapea, is an Isser Shami. Even if the Chatichas Isser is not Shmeina, but the Chatichas Heter being Shenitzleis Ima is Shmeina, the Isser is Mefapea Bechula. So why should this be? The Isser is not Shamein. The Heter is Shamein. So the Heter might distribute more throughout the Isser, which we don't care, but that's not going to mean the Isser is going to distribute more throughout the Heter.
Even though it's Heter Shamin, it still will take the Isser with it through whatever the absorbing process is.
So the Beis Yosef has two possible understandings here. Okay? Yours is the second one for a reason. Let's actually read this short passage in the Beis Yosef. How many of you have seen this passage already? Okay, so I'm going to do the following then. I'm going to read and I'm going to explain this passage, but then we're going to stop. And I think what has to happen tomorrow is everybody has to be in Seder by 9 o'clock. And this is not a critique. And I think tomorrow is going to be one of those famed Beis Yosef days. I will, God willing, be here. And your job is going to be to complete the Beis Yosef. If we have shir, it will be very, very short shir. But assume to not have any shir, that's what makes it a Beis Yosef day. And you need to really plow through the rest of it. It's not incredibly long. I mean, it's more Beis Yosef than, on average. I know in my edition, when I get both columns Beis Yosef, there's a lot, although the truth is all those pages that have two columns Beis Yosef, they're very short columns. There are no. It's only one slightly long, which is the next page. But you really have to plow through it. You've been exposed to pretty much all the concepts by now, so it should not be so difficult. But let me—I want to at least let me do this, and we'll stop after this. Okay. So again, the Beis Yosef writes the following: Nirishetaimo mishum shenimchek tzas hashuman. What happens with this iser hashamein is that a little bit of the fattiness of the iser, the fat of the iser, is dissolved. V'nivla b'chatichas ha'iser. It gets swallowed up by, absorbed by the chatichas ha'iser. Chazar hashuman ahu chatichas nevela. And that shuman now, which came from the heter, now turns into nevela. U'chashehu nivla achakach b'chatichas ha'heter hu mefapea. And then when it goes back into the heter, which can happen as they continue to sit there, it is mefapea. Ah, you'll say the shuman was mota. The answer is not anymore because of Chanan. Stop. Don't even read another word in the Beis Yosef. Immediately, what's going off in your head? What's wrong? The Torah holds us no Chanan Mesharishim. We don't hold that way. So the Beis Yosef says, "Ulefizeh ledidan denakinan ke Rabbeinu Ephraim." It's the only, probably the only Rabbeinu Ephraim you're going to have in our part of your day. The only one I remember offhand. So whenever you see Rabbeinu Ephraim, you know immediately it means no Chanan Mesharishim, as opposed to whom?
Rabbeinu Tam.
So ulefizeh ledidan denachtinan kerabbeinu Ephraim dechaticha atzmenasis nevela elababasa b'chalak kamash kasafti b'simintzani beis av al pi shechaticha saheter shamein im chaticha saiser kachush shari. That would be the outcome. Which he doesn't say. Then why does the Torah quote this? But we've seen already the Torah quote dinim. We saw in the question of the chimum mayim from the Sefer HaTruma where the pashtus was not like the Shach says. But the pashtus in the words of the Sefer HaTruma is that it's chaticha nasas nevela on the mayim. So the Torah quotes it. The Beis Yosef doesn't even say boo, but the Torah then would be contradicting himself, because it seems that he pashtus says no chanan b'shari surim, except for sometimes he seems to quote shittos that rely upon chanan b'shari surim. So the Beis Yosef says, however, avani besupakim adimkein. I'm not sure this is right. Sherei efshe shetamo sherabein hu mida amara perakets atzolim, nafilu basar shkuta shamein, basar nevela kachosh, da azel basar shkuta, umafatem basar nevela kachosh. This is a Gemara. This is the sugya we haven't done yet. We will do it, God willing, this month, of Reicha Milsahi. There are three amazingly important sugyas of Bittel, of Yerida Taruvos, Im Sachem. The long one is earlier on in the second parak, Kol Shah Daf Lamed of Hechsher Kelim. The two very important short ones, we just read one, Ilan Tata Gavar, and the second one is whether Reicha Milsahi or not. So the question is, what if you cook in the same oven, you roast, in the same oven, a basar nevela and basar kshera. So the Gemara says, it's a machlokas Rab and Levi, whether or not Reicha Milsahi, Reicha La Milsahi, does the Isser Asur the Heter. Rab, who says that the Isser is Oser the Heter, says that even if the Heter was Shmeina and the Isser was Khusha, nonetheless it's still Asur, because he says, and the Beis Yosef quotes it, first, the basar shchuta, which is juicy, through air contact, it's not even touching one another, by the way, keep that in mind, but through cooking in the same oven, when the flavor diffuses, the fatty flavor diffuses into the nevela, and it's mefatim the basar nevela kachosh. What does that mean? It fattens it up. It makes it shmeina itself. The hadar le basar nevela mafatim le berecha le basar shuta, and then the basar, then the reach of the nevela now comes back into the shuta because it can travel now down out as fat. I don't remember. I haven't looked at the sugya in a long time, like 4 years. But I think that according to Rav, if the nevela and the kshera are both kushim, it may not aser it. But if one is shmeina, it doesn't matter which one. They will then the kshera will be neseris. If that's what you say by recha, where the two pieces of meat are not touching, that the fat from the heter fattens the iser piece, which was kachosh, kol shekain sheish lamar kach bitzli. Certainly here, where the two pieces of meat are touching. He will talk about it later, and I'm going to take a minute now to explain what's bothering him. It's actually the next thing that he quotes. But before we get to that, so the Beis Yosef says that he thinks it's nothing to do with Chanan, It's that when you have fat and lean pieces together, the fat influences the lean part to be fat. You know, Kimidumani, there's a the social behavior, it certainly works that way. They say the best predictor whether someone will be overweight is if the people in the social circle are overweight. So anyway, so the same thing here. If the nevela and the klusha, if the shmein and the klusha are hang out one another, then the klusha will become shmein as well. So it's not chanan. It's that the klusha takes on the capacities and be able to spread in now into the shmeina.
What does that mean?
Well, you should ask me a better question. The Beis Yosef later is going to point out a stira. What's the problem? Something should bother you. What is the rule with an oser and a nesar?
Nesar cannot be oser.
The koach and nesar can't have more than the original oser. Remember, it's a quality definition. So the Beis Yosef later in the Siman, and that's what he's warning you about. He quotes the next bin, actually.
It's the same oser.
What's that? I know, but the point is, it is giving the basar chusha qualities that it didn't have.
It was still able to penetrate, but just not that much. Right, kachush could still a little bit spread out.
It should only be a klipa or a metila. It shouldn't have the ability to spread further. Right, if the shuman at the bottom, if the dam on its own right could not be mifapeh lemala, so the shuman, in that case, for those who say chanana, the shuman becomes, you know, nevela. You know, we don't even though we're not working that way, but even within that shita, the shuman cannot aser more in a place, can't go to a place for iser purposes more than where the dam could have gone. So the iser chusha, the basar iser chusha, could not have gone to this particular place. How can the nesar have kochos that it didn't have originally? There's an obvious answer that
there's
I
quantity and quality.
What? No, but this is a quality issue. I'm not going to tell you the answer. If you listen carefully to what I said, I had to massage a little bit. So you can either think about it overnight when you're having trouble sleeping, you know, in your anticipation, your excitement over a Beis Yosef day. Beis Yosef days are exciting days. I think so. So as you're awake, you wake temporarily, you need to get sleep tonight, because otherwise your eyes will be swimming reading the Beis Yosef, and your excitement, you'll think about, you know, why exactly the two cases are not analogous, and you could even, if you're really ambitious, you go back and listen to what I said at the end, and see if I sort of almost slipped and gave away the possibility. Okay, so we'll Yossi, I'll take your question, we'll stop with this.
Possible answer?
No. Don't spoil the fun. Don't spoil the fun. People, you know.